Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. So today I wanted to share with you an email that I wrote to my newsletter that was about my journey to taking MDMA and psilocybin, having a facilitated session where we did internal family systems parts work while I was on the medicine. And I can say that it was one of the most profound things that I've ever done. It was truly game-changing, life-changing, and all of that kind of stuff. And I really wanted to share it with you, one, because the people who received the email really enjoyed it, and I said that I would do a podcast on it to dive more deeply into it. So I'm going to read the email and also elaborate on all the things that occurred to me in that session, and I hope can be helpful for you, because I would imagine what you'll see is parts of me as parts of you. You know, I don't own the monopoly on different parts. They're all very similar. The way that humans organize in our survival strategies are not that complex. And so hopefully through my introspection and the time I've taken to really look at this, that it offers some insights for you. And that's always been how I've wanted to live, that I want to live my transformation very much out loud, that, you know, I don't really hold anything back. There's like lines of privacy that I keep to my life because everyone needs that. They need to hold something as sacred for themselves and between them and, you know, me and my wife and my son and I. But I really wanted to share this. And the subject of that email was that I, you know, lost my heart and my business. Before I read it, I want to actually read a quote from Ram Dass because I think it's very relevant to this conversation. An awakening person starts to realize that every moment of the day, every day of the week, every week of the month of the year of the life is part of a gradual evolutionary process of awakening to our true being, and that no part of it is any more important than any other part, that everything that has happened in our lives to this moment has been part of it, and everything that will happen will be part of it, and that the moment in the subway is equally as important as the moment in the cathedral. Baba Ram Dass. Isn't that so profound? That the moment in the subway is as important as the moment in the cathedral. That you really think about how every moment of your life is really a sacred opportunity to be present, to be alive, to the richness of what lives in front of you. And every part, everything you've been through, is, of course, another opportunity to do just that, that you look back upon the experiences of your life and you see that they were all essential. Change one thing and everything's different. But we always like to romanticize the idea that it's different for the better, but it might not be. So if you're going to, you know, wish for a different current reality for you, that will create suffering and it won't allow you to change your current reality if it's one that you want to shift, because there's nothing wrong with wanting to shift where you're going to be by recognizing where you are. And you have to recognize where you are to do that. That's why the moment in the subway is as important and as sacred as the moment in the cathedral. So here's the email. I recently did an MDMA and psilocybin journey with Mike Zeller. I recorded a podcast with him. So there is a podcast coming out on it. But I really wanted to walk you through this email and also just, give you more context to what I learned and what happened. As I said before, it involved doing internal family systems and parts work while journeying on the medicine, and damn, was it healing and expansive. My heart is open. I can feel myself really coming back into a regulated state. Now, I wrote this about, I want to say 3 weeks ago, maybe a little more, and I mean, that's still very much true. It's very much true. It completely shifted my nervous system because I felt really confused, stuck, uncertain, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I recognize that the cure for anxiety is action. And so confusion is freeze, you know, being uncertain, rumination, this is all freeze. So how do we mobilize? But mobilization can sometimes be threatening, right? Like everything that's different to the nervous system is unsafe. So how do we move through this type of stuff, which means we have to move through historical stuff that's keeping us locked. So as I write this to you, it's with one intention, to apologize for my heart and soul leaving my business and my work for a bit. There's been pieces of it but I haven't been able to bring all of me to my work. Well, because I've been really a dysregulated mess. I have been in the descent for a long time, cooking, as Francis Weller would say. I've been in survival. I've been stuck in a freeze state. I have so many parts, which is IFS language, internal family systems, that are in conflict. The desire to speak my truth, the desire to protect myself, my safety and security, the desire to show up for you, the desire to teach and help and support and love others, the desire to provide for a family. And for the last 4 years, so many of these different parts were in conflict. I was wondering why I'd been so indecisive, lacking direction, and uncertain about so many things. I felt anxious, afraid, bold, started to move forward, then taken steps back, then frozen in the same place again. I've been frustrated with myself and my creativity, all of it. I had to leave Instagram because I didn't have the nervous system capacity to manage it too. I can see all the ways it hooked in, and I also now see that I was playing out some of my childhood wounds with it. I needed to leave it to find this moment, to find myself with Mike Zeller, to meet you here in these words. You know, it's interesting because I didn't say this in the email just because it hadn't been fully processed, but the recognition that I was playing out childhood wounds with Instagram is really actually very fascinating. I was talking to my friend Mike Elliott, who's a relationship coach, and I've done an interview with him that'll be coming out soon enough. But on our drive from the podcast studio to the house, we were going for dinner, and he asked me, you know, what was the thing that you most desired on Instagram? Like when you were speaking out and speaking up and all that kind of stuff. And I said, you know, to be validated, to, you know, somehow have my perspective affirmed and that other people see it. You know, I obviously recognize intellectually that's an unrealistic expectation. But, you know, he asked, what did I deeply desire? And the real reason, you know, like if you were holding the position I held early in the pandemic, it was not a popular position. And actually, my safety did depend on it being validated because there was a lot of things occurring to people who stood up and asked questions, cancellations, you know, all types of things, mobs going after them, you know, online and, you know, being called all sorts of names. Again, I'm not the victim of any of this stuff. You know, I'm not claiming any victim status, but I am saying there was a very real reality of the need for perspective to be validated from a survival-based perspective. But I also recognized that I was really playing out the wound within Instagram. That's not an expectation you can have of a million people following you. And he said to me as we were on this drive, have you ever thought that you were perhaps playing out your wounds with your mom with Instagram? And I was like, oh man, that's so fascinating. Because there's been so much resolution in my own family system, my relationship with my mother, but young, you know, I was the youngest in the family and I felt very much like I was the one who wanted to make sure my mom was okay, that I wanted her feelings to be okay. I really was enmeshed in a lot of ways with my mom. And I just had this realization as he was asking me that question, like, oh, like this need for validation is this need for, you know, affirmation that I am a me, that I am, that I'm safe to have the perspective that I have. When you're enmeshed, there's not differentiation, right? So you need sameness. When you're bonded with a parent in a way where you are caretaking their feelings unconsciously, obviously, what happens is that you can't have difference. Because if you have difference, you have potential what's perceived as danger. So my mom and I also had different perspectives on the pandemic. We had different perspectives on the vaccine. And I loved her perspective. She's allowed to believe what she wants and get the things she wants and do what she wants, but I'm allowed to believe what I want and desire what I want. And that differentiation was really important from a growing up maturation process. And that we could hold difference and there still be love there. But what was still going on unconsciously for me is I was playing out that I really needed to differentiate and hold my stance for me. And this could be true for you in anything, right? Any way that you want to differentiate or hold some sort of principle value that you have. That if it potentially perceives that it's going to threaten the connection you have to your primary caregiver, it's pretty hard to take on, especially when you're still operating from sort of that childlike perspective. So it was really fascinating to see that I was playing out that. And I now see how many influencers, teachers, creators, therapists, coaches, whatever, are actually playing out a similar wound and they just don't know it. And that's why we have such a hard time with people disagreeing with us, not affirming us, you know, whatever it might be. Now I have no emotional charge with Instagram. It's really fascinating. I took this time off. I was going to delete it. I was going to be gone forever. And, you know, came back because that felt right. That was the call. You're allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to whatever. And even allowing that friction of some people being like, I thought you were gone, da, 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 and just be okay with that. So it's been really fascinating because since doing this parts work, so much of this has just come forward more and more and more, this ability to stay in my center. Man, who knew you could play out wounds with family with a social media platform? Hey, there's a new one for you. I know that you've likely, so this is me acknowledging this to you because you've been along this journey with me on my podcast for a long time, some of you for ages, years. And so I know you've likely felt this freeze for me because I feel like I've had the same conversation so many times, and that's true. And I have compassion for that. I have compassion for what I was navigating, for compassion for how each one of these parts of me was trying to both be heard, create safety, and make sure I didn't burn my life to the ground. I have so much love for each and every part within me. The work I do in the area of relationships and love is so very important to me. You are important to me. The mission that I have in the world to create the love is important. And yet there's another part of me that now needs to be differentiated, to have his own space, to self-express and speak what is true for him. He's always been there. I just haven't listened until I've had to listen. Sound familiar to you? Do you have a part inside of you that you only let express when you can't take it anymore? I call this part of me Zero Fucks Mark. What a great name, right? When I accessed him on the medicine, he had a lot to say. Angry that I've stifled his expression my whole life. Angry that I haven't listened to him until I've had to listen to him. He said to me, if you listen to me sooner in every moment of our life that I have spoken, I would have saved us a lot of pain. Give me a microphone and a seat at the table, or I will make you have to. If you don't, I will speak, and it will not come out with grace. You know, it was fascinating when I was processing this part in real time on the medicine, is that each part has its own nervous system. So there was a lot of tension to this part. There was a lot of deep breathing. There was a lot of energy that needed to come out because I haven't allowed this part a microphone till he's had to have a microphone to, like, you know, I finally get pushed so far to the edge that I have to get upset, or my boundaries have been pushed and I finally say something, or I've been betrayed and then now I finally stand up. He was really referring to that I only ever wait till that moment, but I actually need him in every moment, that he needs to be able to have a seat at the table because he's wise. He sees things. He stands for things. He's assertive. He's the voice I need in certain moments. But then there's another part of me, and that part is too many fucks, Mark. He just gives so many fucks. The part of me that cares too much about what people think and is concerned about offending people. This part has censored Zero Fucks Mark. No bueno, as you can imagine. Now, Zero Fucks is the one who told me to get into integrity when I was drinking too much and having too many casual relationships. He's the one who called me forward. He's the one who told me to start create the love. He's the little voice that is guiding me. He's what senses misdirection and a lack of alignment. I need him, but I've been afraid of him. Afraid of his power, afraid of him disrupting relationships and possibilities. But we all need that version of ourselves inside all of us, because it is inside all of us. It's, you know, usually silenced through the people pleaser, right? That the too many fucks version of us is like driving the car. And that's a young person. They should not be driving. Right? Like, they should not have a gas pedal. They're too cautious. They're the person driving fucking 20 in the left lane on the fucking interstate or the highway, depending where you live, what you call it. You know, it's that part that knows the boundary is needed. It's the part that says no more. It's the part that calls you to your purpose. And for me, I call that part soul. You know, and recently I was listening to something from Bill Plotkin, which is relevant to this, which he said, your core wound will not be healed. It is not meant to be healed, and it is not healable. But if you are willing to go to the center of it, to feel it fully, it will facilitate a soul encounter. Your core wound is not healable, nor is it meant to be healed. But if you are willing to go to the center of it and feel it fully, it will facilitate a soul encounter. When I heard that, I just thought, yeah, like this isn't about, you know, healing these parts to tell them to shut the fuck up or like sit down. It's to say each one of them has such an imperative value in our life. And you know, the truth is, you know, I've given too many fucks at times and not enough at others. You know, these two parts have definitely been in conflict, one yelling and then the other seeking to pick up the pieces and repair. But the reality is that these two parts need each other. Zero fucks Mark needs the grace and discernment of my empathetic people pleasing too many fucks Mark. And too many fucks Mark needs the bold and courageous voice of zero fucks Mark. We all need the parts of ourselves. They all deserve a seat at the table, but they don't all need to drive that car. So now I'm driving. That's me, adult Mark. And 2025 is all about giving the right fucks about the right things and really allowing this session that I did with Mike to integrate and see where it takes me. What I do know that is Create the Love is going to go to another level, which is great. And so is Mark Groves, because, you know, they need to be differentiated. But once one rises, the other does, because they're the, you know, they get to work alongside one another. So, you know, I really wanted to share this because I think it's imperative that we all see that there are these parts of us, right? These, you know, too many fucks, zero fucks. And, you know, the people who are more vigilant, people-pleasy will have the too many fucks part driving the car. And the people who are more walled off, avoidant, will have the zero fucks version. If you've ever used the sentence, this is just who I am, then you know zero fucks is running the show. And we need integration of all our parts. And, you know, there was another part that I didn't write about in the email. But it was this part of me that really crave creativity and self-expression, but had really just trying to get shit done, right? It was get shit done, Mark. And it was like, look, you guys are arguing, but we still have a life to live. We have like rent to pay. We've got a family to feed. So we got to actually like get shit done. And if we were all rowing in the same direction, that'd be great. But right now we're not. And that's really where freeze comes from. Because, you know, you've got, for me, I have this one part who's like, full bore, like, fuck it all, let's go. And then there's another part that's like, no, like, if you go full bore, I'm going to not be liked and we're not going to be safe. And so that's where you can feel this tension, because they're pulling on each other and they're not working in cohesion. They're not seeing the brilliance that can exist in both of them being called forward at different times. And so that's the job of the adult. So, you know, if you find yourself being overtly people-pleasy, then you might want to explore the other part of you that has a lot to say, the part of you that really wants to express boundaries much earlier. Because that really is what I came to realize, is that zero fucks actually needs to be the one in charge of those conversations, that we need to prioritize safety and telling the truth and, you know, standing for what's right ahead of everything. And we're safe to do that. Even if someone doesn't like us, we're safe. And so it's like actually knowing that, standing in the truth, standing in your boundary, standing in your knowing is actually what creates safety in your body. And, you know, I really want to say thank you for being along this journey with me. Feels like it's been, you know, I feel like there's been a deep descent for the last 4 years, and a lot of you have been alongside it with me during the whole time. And so I really appreciate you, yeah, allowing space for the many self-expressions that I've had and the exploration that I've had of human systems and relationship and going into all the topics, because to me, all the topics matter. Like, I really see that once you see the dysfunction of relationship and how to make them functional, you actually need to resolve these other areas of your life, you know? And you might come to that from something to do with your body, like an autoimmune disease. You might come to that from an illness that you're like, wait, the food I've been putting in my body, fuck, I've been lied to about that shit. I mean, what woke me up is when I was like, oh, wait, I've been lied to about relationship. No one taught me how to do love right. No one taught me how to actually make relationships last. We just made it so it's shameful if they don't. Well, that's not a way to keep relationships together that thrive. And so that really fueled me. But the more I woke up to the systemic bullshit about relationships, the more I saw it in every aspect of what I was raised to understand. Catholic Church, I was like, wow, they used a lot of shame as a mechanism of behavioral control. And one of my favorite quotes from Alan Watts is that the greatest trick the church ever pulled was to teach you that they're the broker between you and God. They're not the broker, you are God. And I don't mean that from a narcissistic, you're God over everything and everyone, because that's the perspective that they create, is that God is this all-powerful thing. So of course we will shame you for believing that you're God when we have that image. But I mean that we are all connected. We all impact each other. We all can impact the world in a really significant way. And you get to make choices in your life. And the more you get access to choice and discernment, the more you realize that you are the shaper of your reality, the shaper of your life, the shaper of your relationships. And, you know, I started to see just the deception in all these different systems, in, you know, what I saw in medicine, what I saw as a pharma rep in medicine, that's what I mean. And again, when you criticize a system, it doesn't mean the whole system is bullshit, but there are aspects to a lot of it that were deceptive and frankly bullshit. So for me, it's like, thank you for joining me on this journey of really diving deep into all these different subjects, because to me, liberation as a human is about being able to say, is that true? Does that work? Is that what I desire? Or am I creating that because it's what I'm taught to want? And so, you know, really, love is a commitment to truth and putting truth ahead of feelings. And too many fucks cannot drive any car when you define love as a commitment to the truth. And that is actually what liberates everyone in any relationship dynamic, is when you finally point at the thing that the family system's been orienting around, when you finally point at the pain and the challenge and the space between you and another. So with all that said, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. And there's so much healing and possibility and potential and expansive, man, like the things I've learned about the nervous system and social media and operating a business and a family, that stuff's all gonna keep coming out. So I'm excited to share more with you because I've learned so much about it. So with all that said, have a beautiful day. If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, I want to build those skills, I want to learn how to create epic love, I want to heal from a breakup, I want to heal my nervous system as I'm in the dating process so I can choose the most aligned partner to create a future with, well, I have the perfect opportunity for you. Because you're listening to the Create the Love podcast, you get to bypass the waiting list for the Create the Love community. You can go to createthelove.com/yes and get started with whichever course is most applicable to your life and the skill set you want to develop. And here's one thing I know for certain, is that great love can't wait. You have to get started right away. Your healing can't wait. So go register now at createthelove.com/yes and get started right away.